USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris will visit the United States-Mexico border while in El Paso, Texas on Friday. Harris, who President Biden put in charge of solving the self-induced crisis at the southern border, has faced accusations of ignoring the crisis. The White House on Wednesday replaced the regulator who oversees mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, hours after a Supreme Court ruling enabled President Biden to fire President Trump's appointee. The removal of libertarian economist Mark Calabria as Federal Housing Finance Agency director gives Biden more control over the industry. A historic and potentially deadly heat wave is focused on the Pacific Northwest this weekend into early next week, with record temperatures in cities like Portland, Oregon and Spokane, Washington. Parents looking for child care options will see much higher prices. Child care costs have been growing twice as fast as inflation, according to the Center for American Progress. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this year: South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
As police data debunks President Biden's push for gun control, one lawmaker says we have a criminal problem. Dan Naraki explains.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures Wednesday aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. The ATF will crack down on gun dealers who break federal laws, and COVID relief funds will be made available to municipalities to help them hire more police officers. But critics say the president's focus on guns won't address the crime issue. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News that any policy should focus on the criminal first.
Well, guns are the instrumentality that's being used, but the real target should be the criminals. It's the criminals who are stealing guns, and then they're selling them in the street to one another, and then they're committing these acts of violence. I mean, what we have seen all over the country just in the last few months are really are things out of a Hollywood movie, except it's real and it's tragic. I mean, shootouts on highways, and I think it is the inevitable consequence of when you take crazy, nonsensical ideas and then get elected on them and then try to implement them into policy.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you can help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
About an hour's drive west of Las Vegas, Nevada, a TV version of David vs. Goliath is playing out on HBO. Wyatt Cox explains.
KPVM Television in Pahrump, Nevada, an independently owned television station. They're 62 miles west of Las Vegas, competing with corporately owned major television stations. But this David vs. Goliath story will play out over a six-part documentary on HBO beginning August 2nd. Station owner Vernon Van Winkle saw previews of the completed documentary and told me the producers aren't playing it for laughs.
No, it's not. It's actually really a good story. It's a real-to-life docuseries. And World of Wonder came out and videotaped us for probably 6 months of just us really in action. And the storylines all really depict exactly what we go through on a daily basis to get the news out and to make the news valuable to the viewers in Pahrump and Las Vegas. And then all the wonderful things that go along with it. And Rhonda,
KPVM Television is a mostly conservative station, counterbalancing what is perceived to be liberal bias in many of the corporately owned television stations in Las Vegas, even carrying many programs from the USA Radio Network. The HBO special on the station begins August 2nd.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.